Steve Scruton's Tea at Three
on BBC Essex.
Yes, it's tea time once again here on BBC Essex at exactly 3:05, and two very special guests with me in the studio this afternoon, and I can't wait to introduce them. I've got John Batchelor and Pam Jones with me. Lovely to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Hiya.
Hello.
I was going to say, it's a bit of a race for you to get to the studio. That'd be very appropriate if I said that, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Both of my guests today are in senior years, let me put it that way, because I've got to be careful. I'm fast catching you guys up. But they're both still winning races. They race for fun these days. They're both former members of I think, the Ilford Athletics Club. And it is so good to have you in the studio. You're looking so well, the pair of you. Do you put it down to the running?
Very much so, in my case. Certainly, I've kept in very good health through most of my life. The main problem with athletics is athletic injuries. But and that's seen me sidelined for many a time.
Is that par for the course, though, really?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in my particular age group, I have a saying now that there are a few of us in my age group, and it's the guy who hasn't got a bad leg on the day that wins the race.
I suppose you could say that. You could say that. Well, if I can take you back to 1964, John, I understand you were the Essex Country 2 mile champ back then. You clocked up 9:19.
Absolutely. That was my first Essex win.
That was very good. I mean, the list of wins from that period, just, you know, it would take us the rest of the programme to read them out, really, wouldn't it?
Yes, I have to say my best year was 1965, the year after that, when I won the Essex 6 mile championship, which had been one of my major ambitions. And that still remains my most memorable race.
Am I allowed to say when you were born?
Absolutely.
Actually, it'll be your birthday next month, won't it?
Yes, that's right.
1941. He was born in January of 1941. And Pam, equally. Now, you can show him a few years, actually, can't you, Pam?
If a
you
don't few, yes, yeah. Just a few.
Are we allowed, or would that be inappropriate?
Yes, certainly you're allowed.
Born in 1936 was Pam. Mm-hmm. Ilford's all-time lists, the 1,500 metres, the 3,000 metres, the 10,000 metres, the marathon. As a veteran in 1985, she clocked up a terrific time for that distance. Is it right? 3:16:56. Is that right?
Yes.
That's not bad,
yes,
is it?
For the marathon, yes.
That isn't bad, is it?
No, not too bad.
Fantastic. And do you put this success down to the fact that you've both been members of a club?
Oh yes, because the social side is very important, I think, in a club. You meet a lot of friends. I've still got a lot of friends from the days when I first joined Ilford.
Have you?
Yes.
Now, that is so good to hear, because the social side of any sort of group or organisation...
keeps you interested.
It does keep you interested. Mm. How did it all start for you, Pab, if I can take you back? You know, was it something at school? Was it something you enjoyed at school?
Yes, it was something I enjoyed at school. I started at school. I decided to join a club. My father took me along to Essex Ladies.
Yeah.
And nobody spoke to me there, so I went along to Ilford and everyone spoke to me there. So
well, it's
that
just
was
down
the club
to them.
I actually joined.
Yes. Well, good for you. Yeah.
Yes.
So you joined
so
Ilford.
So I joined Ilford, yes.
And one imagines...
And I started out as a hurdler.
Did you?
Yes.
In those days, though, sport was viewed slightly differently, I think. I mean, when we think about athletics today and the competition and the pressure and the money and all those things that came in, it was different in those days, wasn't it?
Very different, yes.
How would Nobody you had... did you just do it for fun then?
Oh, yes, yes. We
but
did
was
it
winning
for fun.
Important?
Yes, we were very competitive as juniors, very competitive. We had a very good little group, English schools champions, in our club. And we had a very good relay team as well. So it was quite competitive even in the club, as well as outside it.
And I know, John, you know, we need to move forward a few years for you joining the club, but what was it like when you first got there?
Oh, superb. I mean, Penn was there for a start, but there was I was at an all-boys school at Bacchus Hill, and so I delighted joining a mixed club. And the social scene was absolutely... great there, and the racing was terrific. And being a member of a team was wonderful experience. I love doing relay races, road relay races, that kind of thing.
For somebody who's never been, and I haven't been a member of a sports club in this way,
mm-hmm.
You're obviously out as an individual to win the race, unless it's a relay race or a team.
Yes,
thing.
Yes.
But most of the time, you're out to win for yourself.
Yes.
You know, and yet there's this sort of camaraderie within the club. So it would be very easy to sort of hate the person who was closest to you, wouldn't it? You know, think, I don't like her very much because she's getting close to my time, or you know, I want to beat her next week.
But the thing is, you've trained with them as well.
Right.
So it's quite. You know, there is still the camaraderie, even though you're racing against them. It's still there, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, same for the fellas.
Yes, very much so. But I have to say, it was the club championship races where people got the most nervous. They were the most highly, strongly fought races of all the ones that we did. Running into club, you ran as a team with your colleagues, but when you were actually racing against them in a championship,
against each other,
nerves often got the better of people.
And what about racing in front of an audience and a crowd? But because I seem to remember a few years back, certainly within amateur sport and within club sport, you did used to attract quite a crowd to watch, didn't you?
Well, it wasn't a major issue, I think, in the sort of events we were doing, and certainly, of course, on cross-country and road races.
Well, that's more difficult.
It would be a bit quieter, but the main track meetings that we did, the inter-club events, would have just a small band of followers. Come the county championships, it would be something different, and I can remember some wonderful occasions at county championships where the contents of the stand were all on their feet cheering as we went by. They were very special occasions.
I want to bring you now bang up to date, because both of you have been running recently and have done quite well. Well, very well, actually. So, first of all, John, tell us just what you've been involved with.
Well, I've had a pretty spectacular season. After having a couple of years out with injury, I got myself fit again with a great deal of help from a personal trainer who my wife recommended to me, a guy called Anthony Harrison. And he's really got me fit and strong again. And this year I've won the British Masters title at 5,000 metres on the track, and at 10,000 metres on the road, and I've also set a British record for my age group over 65 for 3,000 metres on the track during the course of this season.
Fabulous. You must feel so good about that.
Well, yes, I'm absolutely delighted, but I'm delighted equally well for the people that have supported me in getting myself together for this. My trainer, the masseur that helps me out and inflicts excruciating pain on me to get me into shape. My wife, of course, who supports me no end. You know, a lot of it's down to them. You can't succeed in this sport without a lot of support from a lot of people.
And Pam, very recently, again, you've done remarkably well, haven't you? Tell us about your recent success.
Well, because I turned 70 this year, it was quite a good year. I went to Poland, Poznan, actually, and in excruciating heat, because it was 40 degrees on the track, centigrade,
goodness
one day.
Me. That melted trainers.
Yes, won the 1500, the 10,000, and the 5,000.
Just the three.
Which was really nice, yes. I was delighted. We had a lovely 2 weeks there.
It really
then,
was.
Then we went up to Falco. Unfortunately, John was injured, so didn't make it. But I went up to Falkirk and ran for England in the 65s. I had to go down an age group because there isn't a 70s for ladies. And
so you had to go
down a bit,
yeah,
yes,
right.
But finished second in the race and first run home for England, so that was nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It is just so good to be representing your country at your age and doing so well. And
thank you.
For us here in Essex and for Ilford and you know,
yes,
the local
for
club.
It was nice for Ilford, wasn't it?
I think you're both an inspiration. You know, I take my hat off to you. I tell you what, shall we break for a little bit of music?
Yes.
Because I know that you brought this in, John. And how old do you say this track is?
Oh, older than me, for sure.
It's definitely older than me. But it's one that I think a lot of people will recognise the tune, won't they?
Yes, they will. It's one of the standards.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful tune. And you've chosen a version by Sidney Bechet.
Yes, that's right.
Let's listen to it. was very nearly that one. That's not the tune you expected, is
no,
it?
Yeah.
It's just one of those days today. You
absolutely.
Know, when, if something's going to go wrong, it's just going to go wrong all day. So I tell you what, I'll find the right track, because I think it's track 12 on the CD. Shall we say it's called Laura? Then if
yes,
we all know what
absolutely.
It's called, then we,
yes.
we should expect the right one. Let's try for this. Sydney Bechet and Laura. We got there in the end. Although I think Pam, who's with us in the studio today, you preferred the first track that we put on wrongly, didn't you? She said we could run to that one, have a little bit of a jog around or jig around the studio. Let me tell you that I've got John Batchelor and Pam Jones with me, past presidents of the Ilford Athletic Club, and still doing remarkably well for the county and for the country, running competitively. At their age, and I don't mind saying that, because you know that's meant as a compliment. And
thank you.
You two are absolutely great. I just wanted to talk to you about sport today, because you've had a lifetime of running and athletics, and I'm thinking about the London Marathon, for example. Now that's been with us for a number of years now, but I can remember the very first race and getting very excited about seeing it on the telly, and there was a great enthusiasm. What do you both think about that? Do you think that's done good for the sport?
I'd rather hoped that mass participation events would be immensely a benefit to the sport, because one sort of saw that the peak of the pyramid had to be raised by the huge base of new runners coming in underneath. But for one reason or another, it hasn't worked that way, unfortunately. A large number of people are participating in events like that, and I've no doubt that they get enormous benefit from it. But in terms of filling our international teams with top-class runners, it just hasn't happened.
No, and I wonder why. I guess that there is such a large element of a large number of runners who do it for fun or for charity. They don't do it for the competition. They do it for the fun of it, and maybe that's why. Do you think?
Yes. Well, yes. I think that club athletics was responsible for our success in international level competition. Everything was run through the clubs, and you worked your way through the system to the top of the tree. You could become a top class international running for a very small club, in fact. But people who take part in mass participation events very often don't run for a club at all. You know, they're raising money for charity or whatever, and they're not part of that particular scene which is going to contribute to international stardom. One or two spectacular successes of a Tracy Morris springs
came
to mind
through,
for instance,
yes,
as somebody who started out as effectively a jogger and became an international Olympic marathon runner. But those sort of success stories are very, very few.
You two have taken it seriously, though, although for fun, you've taken it very seriously all of your lives. And I just wonder, Pam, how you push yourself. You know, you get a certain time. I notice you can't see this at home, but they've both got the kind of watches that time, you know, they could jog out of here and they'd be timing themselves to the car park. I can see they're all digital,
absolutely,
all digitized up. But you, how have you managed to, you're always trying to slice off a bit of time, aren't you? You know, for your whole life, you've been running a
yes,
race and thinking,
yes,
I've got to get a slice off the time. How do
yes,
you do that?
It's quite difficult. I don't try to slice off the time now because it's impossible. With times that I ran when I was younger, I just will never match those again.
No, no.
But you're trying to slice off the time if you see another of your age group doing something that's a little bit faster. You think, well, I must have a go at, you know, doing that. But, well, John doesn't find that because he's the fastest at the moment.
Well, actually, I have actually been improving on times which I ran 5 years ago. But again,
you're still at
yes,
it.
I put
yes,
that down to all the strength training that I've been doing, which I never did. When I was younger, runners ran. That's all they did. They just went out and they ran.
As fast as they could.
And yeah, as you age, unfortunately, the rest of your body tends to give up on you. Your running muscles are still there, but eventually other bits of your body start protesting. And that happened to me, and I ended up injured for the umpteenth time, and that's why I started doing a lot of strength training, and it's paid dividends this year.
The thing 100%. Is, you must know within your own mind your own capabilities, especially as we're getting older. We have to say, let's be sensible here, especially with distance running. It's all about pace and stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
I find when I get out racing or training, I feel as if I'm running just the same speed as I did when I was 20 odd. only my watch tells me differently.
Right.
So you kind of run to a personal standard, how you feel. You know, am I putting the maximum effort into this? And as long as you satisfy yourself that that's what you're doing, you get the results.
Do you, Pam, still feel the same pain? You know, when you reach that sort of pain barrier when you're exercising,
any sort
of exercise, but when you're running, there's a pain barrier.
Yes.
Does it feel the same at your age?
Yes, it feels the same.
Does
you
it?
Get used to it. You get very used to it, the pain barrier. You just go...
Just go through it.
Yes.
And you can still go through it.
Yes.
Without difficulty.
Yes. But I feel as if I'm running faster than I was years ago. I'm not. But my legs feel as if they're going much faster.
Maybe that's the mind playing a few tricks. I don't know. You two have been, you've been absolutely fabulous. And you are a credit to the sport and to the county and to the country.
Thank
and
you.
And it's been such a pleasure talking to you both. Finally, a few words of inspiration to some of us younger folk listening to your conversation today, who are much happier perhaps sitting around on our backsides and not doing a great deal. If you could see these two guys in the studio, you'd think, I want to look like that when I get to their age. What's the secret then?
Oh, the secret is... just getting out, isn't it?
Yes.
Enjoying
get
it.
Get out there.
Yes. You feel so much better. If you've been for a run, if you haven't been for a run or done some exercise, you don't feel quite the same that day, do you?
Yeah. It'll take 3 months before you really start to enjoy running, but it's worth the wait.
It's worth waiting 3 months.
It is, yes.
I'm thinking about it. Great to talk to you both, John Batchelor and Pam Jones from the Ilford Athletic Club. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you both. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.